Hey friend, December 17th, we're going to see that Jesus is a man of sorrow. In Isaiah 53, just that beautiful passage that really points to the atoning work of Christ on the cross some 700 years before the incarnation, before Christmas, Isaiah is prophesying, foretelling what's going to happen. And in verse 3, Isaiah pins these words, "He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and as one from whom men hid their faces. He was despised and we esteemed him not." I mean, just think about those words. So think about who Jesus is. We've been tracking, right? We've learned that he's God with us. He's the creator. He's the high priest. He's the ruler of all things. He's the lion of the tribe of Judah. He's all these things, but he's also a man of sorrow. And just in the text, we see that Isaiah is saying he's going to be despised and rejected by men. I mean, think about that. The creator of the universe comes to the people he created, and he's despised and rejected. And we know that because he's the light of the world, and the world is dark, and it's part of God's plan that he would be despised and rejected, that he would go to a cross for us. And then we see that he is a man of sorrows. I mean, if God came to the earth, you would expect him to have privilege and happiness and joy, and that all people would serve him and it would be this party all the time. But the reality is Jesus was met with sorrows because he suffered in our place for our sins. Like, he entered into our brokenness. He met us in the midst of our chaos and sin and destruction. He didn't go to a palace and get pampered. Instead, he walked in our shoes and fought sin to the fullest, never giving into it. And then he went to a cross, and he was truly a man of sorrows, but he was taking our sorrows. He was taking our grief. And then you have that moment of the cross where people are hiding their faces from this spectacle, this man who is dying, this gruesome death, and he's despised, and we esteem him not. We're not coming to his aid. Instead, we are ridiculing him. We are hurling insults at him. That's the imagery of the cross, that Jesus became a man of sorrows because you and I have sorrows, because you and I have brokenness and shame and guilt and grief. And Jesus soaked those things up on our behalf for us. He was a man of sorrows because you and I needed someone to suffer in our place. And he became that for us. And he became sorrows for you so that you could, that your sorrows could turn to joy, that you could find forgiveness and satisfaction and pleasure in God forevermore. He was despised and rejected so that you could be accepted and loved. Men hid their faces from him so that we could have our faces seen by God and not be despised, but we could be accepted and loved. So just imagine today that Jesus, he became a man of sorrows to take your sorrows so that you could have joy in him. He was despised and rejected so that you could be accepted and loved by God. He traded places with you, and praise God that he did.